If you owe the IRS back taxes, then get ready to pay up. The IRS has giant private collection agencies actively tracking down folks who owe the IRS. So if you think dodging them was stressful in the past, it's going to get a whole lot tougher. Optima Tax Relief has this advice. Don't wait. Solve your tax problems now before it's too late. Optima Tax Relief works to stop the demand letters, stop the aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS collectors from targeting you. Ask Optima about the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, and nobody knows this program better than they do. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they get results, having resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get a fresh start. Call today for your free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
An atmospheric river of rain hitting the west.
That heavy rain and snow moving out of Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, leaving behind rainfall records, flooding, trees down, and power outages. Now much quicker, less forceful punch of that storm is hitting here in Southern California. It's pretty unusual for this area of California to get rain in October. Normally, this is fire season here with Santa Ana winds blowing. Nobody seems to be complaining here with the rain.
ABC's Alex Stone in L.A. The in-custody death of Eric Gardner, whose dying words, "I can't breathe," became a national rallying cry, returns to public view.
What the judge called a very unique and trailblazing proceeding is meant to provide greater transparency into the death of Eric Gardner, whose family has complained about a lack of it. Nobody will be charged or found liable. Instead, the judge said the judicial inquiry is about letting the public better understand what happened and what did not happen 7 years ago, when Gardner died of an unauthorized chokehold following his arrest for selling untaxed cigarettes on the streets of Staten Island. His family has accused the officers involved of violations of duty and neglected duty. The city has objected to this inquiry, saying the public already knows much of what happened. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Amnesty International will shut its offices in Hong Kong over national security law that's been imposed by China. The human rights group says the law makes it effectively impossible for them to operate. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good afternoon, Como News Time 1204. I'm Taylor Van Sice with the top stories and headlines from the Como 24/7 News Center. And we need to start out with an update on traffic from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Kimmy Klein.
Well, good afternoon. In Seattle, the South 5 off-ramp to Mercer Street is partially blocked by road work. They're taking up the right lane. If you are headed over the mountain passes, though, I'm just hearing of an injury collision on eastbound 90 at Milepost 61. It's right between the Snoqualmie Summit and Easton, and it's blocking all but the far left lane. That's the only one getting through, so there is a 2.5-mile backup. Drivers around southwest Seattle still dealing with the closure of East Marginal Way between 14th Avenue South and 84th Place due to downed utility poles, and that also has the South Park Bridge closed. On the east side, watch for police activity just partially blocking the on-ramp from Northeast 44th to southbound 405, and ferry riders can expect a two-boat service for the remainder of the day for the Seattle-Bainbridge and the Mukilteo-Clinton routes. Your next Como traffic at 1214.
Our Como forecast, lots of rain this week, today through Friday. Will we have a dry Halloween? It's possible that we'll be dry by then. But at this point, it's just a little too far down the road for an accurate forecast. In any case, weather today is going to be windy and wet. Wind could be strong enough to bring down more trees or power lines. So keep that phone charged and flashlights powered up and charged up as well. Right now in Seattle, 54 degrees. Como News Time, 12:06. Police in Des Moines say they've identified and are looking to arrest the man suspected of fatally shooting three people last month. That's the incident that happened outside of a sports bar. 44-year-old Joshua Puloka, faces three counts of murder in connection with the September 26th shooting at La Familia Sports Pub and Lounge. The shooting followed an altercation of some kind that began inside the bar and then continued outside, with hundreds of people filling the parking lot. Investigators have not disclosed a motive, or if Puloka knew the three people who were killed. Western Washington had itself a wet and super windy weekend, knocking out power to more than 150,000 homes, and it was also fatal. A couple near Preston were killed when a giant tree crashed down on their car. Como's Carlene Johnson has more on the wind damage.
Well, that tree crashed down over Preston Falls City Road just after 3 Sunday afternoon, which is when most peak wind gusts in the region were being measured. That crew from Eastside Fire that removed the tree said it measured 8 feet around. And the wind just would not let up. Dana Felton at the National Weather Service.
Part of the problem with this situation has been the duration of the wind. So between the trees and stuff were a little bit weak, and they still got a lot of leaves on them, and then a long period of sustained strong winds, it definitely increases the chances of some trees coming down.
Yesterday brought the strongest low-pressure system on record, and Felton says more trees could still be coming down today, so be extremely cautious out driving around.
For the Seattle area, we're looking gusts to 40 miles an hour basically all day.
Still going to be wet and windy tonight. Monday night football, Seahawks versus the Saints. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
There's a new public health mandate in effect in King County that begins today. SCOMO's Brian Calvert reports, in addition to masks, you also need to prove one of two things before you can enter some businesses.
According to King County Public Health, the vaccine proof or negative test result is required to enter the gym, movie theater, an entertainment venue, or dine inside a restaurant. Owner Jack Timmons says you don't really need this proof for takeout or...
There is a patio that's heated, so there's still an opportunity to go out to eat.
You also don't need to prove vaccine or test status at the grocery store and most stores, offices, and even banks. This woman says she's going to feel better about getting out there knowing everyone else is either vaccinated or not infected with COVID.
I have a mother who's high risk.
And people can go out and they can do things and, of course, spend some money and live their lives.
For those who have been vaccinated, you might consider making sure you have a photo of your vaccine card on your phone. That'll do. Or you can use the Clear app to register your vaccination, and that will give you a unique QR code to enter affected venues. Brian Calvert, Como News.
Amazon's chief executive says that third-party sellers on Amazon's website should be wary of proposed federal antitrust legislation. More from Como's Corwin Hake.
The recently introduced legislation aims to protect sellers on Amazon Marketplace. Congress members, including Washington Representative Pramila Jayapal, say Amazon allows third-party sellers space on its retail site in return for a percentage of sales, only to launch its own products to compete with and undercut those sellers. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says marketplace sellers should beware of the government's protection.
You don't want a situation where you meaningfully hurt small and medium-sized businesses. Like I think a bill like that would.
He says Marketplace has been a boon for small businesses.
Having access to the hundreds of millions of Amazon customers and all the traffic that we're able to create.
Jassy spoke during an online seminar aimed at current Marketplace merchants. Critics say Amazon steals consumer data gathered by third-party sellers in order to compete against them. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Como News time coming up on 1210 and just ahead of sports. We learned today that the kid gets a new toy. Seattle Mariners great Ken Griffey Jr. now has an ownership stake in the team. In a statement, Griffey says he's excited for the opportunity and views it as another way to give back to the organization and community and looks forward to contributing to the team's success in any way possible. We expect to hear more from Griffey himself a little later on this afternoon. The Baseball Hall of Famer rejoined the team as a consultant after his retirement about a decade ago. And more recently, he's been working as a senior advisor to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. It's 1210 at Como. Time for an update on sports from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Here's Eric Heitz.
Quarterbacks will get more attention than usual on Monday Night Football. Geno Smith makes his second start for the Seahawks, and Jameis Winston continues to start in place of the retired Drew Brees for the New Orleans Saints. Also, former Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck will be inducted into the team's Ring of Honor. Kickoff is 5:15 on ESPN. The World Series is set. It'll be the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. The Braves closed out the NLCS with a 4-2 win over the LA Dodgers on Saturday, winning the series 4-2. The Astros earlier eliminated the Boston Red Sox. Game 1 of the World Series is tomorrow in Houston. First pitch is 5:09 p.m. Also tomorrow night, the Kraken host Montreal. Game time is 7 o'clock. And the Sounders lost to Sporting KC 2-1 on Saturday. With the win, KC moves within 3 points of the Sounders for first place of the MLS Western Conference. Sports at 10 and 40 minutes past the hour. I'm Eric Heintz, Como News.
One of the hottest tickets in town is to Climate Pledge Arena. Like Eric was mentioning, the Kraken back in action tomorrow night. It was full tilt for the national audience, though, in the U.S. and Canada on Saturday night when the Kraken took home ice for the first time. Como's Ryan Harris was there.
After 97 years, including 3.5 waiting for this team to take the home ice, the sellout crowd of 17,151 people, and really a lot more with all the standing room guests, finally got that special moment. The first goal scored at Climate Pledge Arena with just 3.2 seconds left in the first period. It was just part of the excitement for 12-year-old Hayden Toth of Burien, who was at his first ever hockey game.
It was great. It was great. It was really fun.
Hayden's eldest brother, 16-year-old Torsten, had the same idea about what makes the game exciting.
It's like high pace. It keeps going. Yeah, it's fast.
It was great. It was really fast paced. The players were a lot bigger than I thought they were going to be, and the food was really good. It impressed me.
And their 15-year-old brother, Bodie, was also happy with the food and drink options.
They have lots of good, like, snacks and concession stands.
But Hayden and Torsten tell me that's not all they liked about the new barn.
The seats. They're comfortable.
Everything was just so new. The stadium was just so nice than other stadiums around the area and really impressed me. It was really nice.
So the things we can say for sure are, if you go to a game, there's not a bad seat in the house, you won't go hungry, and you're in for a treat, because even though the Kraken lost their home opener, it wasn't for lack of effort or exciting top-quality play. At Climate Pledge Arena, Ryan Harris, Como News.
And they play Montreal tomorrow night. A nearly $3 million grant will help expand the maritime workforce in Washington State. Details from Como's Jeff Pogela.
The Bezos and McCaw family foundations have donated a total of $2.75 million to the Northwest Maritime Center. Now, the money will be spent on things such as the Highline School District's new maritime high school and expanding opportunities for girls and women. According to the Times, the school has 36 students in its first freshman class, but leaders hope to grow the enrollment to 400 over the next few years. The money donated is being counted towards the Maritime Center's goal of raising $18.6 million for much-needed expansion. Jeff Pogela, Como News.
For most Americans, it's actually quite easy to find a place to get a shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. But for many, traveling or studying or working abroad, it's been an absolute mess. We'll get more on that coming up after we check in the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center at 1214 with Kimmy Klein.
Hey, good afternoon. So in Seattle, you could see the South 5 off-ramp to Mercer Street partially blocked by road work, but I'm not seeing it back up on the main line. But if you are in South Seattle, East Marginal Way is still shut down between 14th Avenue South and 84th Place due to downed utility poles. And that has the South Park Bridge closed, so you could see extra traffic around the 1st Avenue South Bridge today. We will definitely keep an eye on that for you, especially if you're headed to the Seahawks game. We have a crash in Port Orchard partially blocking Sedgwick Road near Anderbar Road. Near Polesville, I'm noticing a bit of traffic building on Highway 305 past Lincoln Road. On the east side, there is police activity partially blocking the ramp from Northeast 44th to Southbound 405. And if you are headed over the mountain passes, there's an injury crash on Eastbound 90 at Milepost 61. It's right between the Summit and Easton. It's taken up two right lanes, and there's now a 3-mile backup. Your next Como traffic at 1224.
Our Como forecast now, and weather this week really, really rainy and windy still for the rest of the day today. Seattle's getting something of a break right now, but we've seen an expectation from the National Weather Service of about 40-mile-an-hour gusts for downtown Seattle at certain points today. The Washington coast and the northern interior of our state, that's where we expect to get the strongest winds that are still going to be damaging today, like a lot of us saw yesterday, and power still remains out to many thousands of people right now. Right this moment in Seattle, the winds died down, the rain taking a small break, and it's 54 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Bill O'Neill is at the editor's desk, and I'm Taylor Van Sice. Millions of Americans are eligible for their third dose of COVID-19 vaccine, but Americans abroad, whether for study, business, whatever, they're having trouble finding their own doses, even if they contact the embassies. Reporting on this in the Washington Post is Dan Diamond, who joins us on the Como Newsline. Dan, good afternoon.
Thank you for having me back.
More than a dozen Americans abroad came forward to speak with you for this piece. What kind of lengths did they go to try and find that dose?
There were Americans that I spoke to who had spent months trying to get local officials to share doses that had arrived donated by the United States, but not intended for Americans necessarily, intended for, say, the people who live in Thailand or Indonesia. Spoke to some Americans abroad who said they wanted to fly back to the States, but they were worried. They had pre-existing health conditions. They were worried that leaving for an international trip would expose them to new risk. And I also spoke to Americans who are older, in their 70s, 80s, who have retired overseas. For cost of living, it's much lower there. And for them, traveling across the globe in the middle of the pandemic was especially hard, given that some of them have physical ailments that might make it difficult to get on a plane and fly. So there were a lot of different reasons why people had had challenges getting shots, but the underlying theme was it's not especially easy across the globe. Things have been available here in the States for months, but that's not the case in many corners of the planet.
For an American working abroad, you know, they've made their home in another country, they're an expatriate. Isn't the State Department able to help out through the embassy or something? Because when we think about, say, the evacuation of Afghanistan, yeah, that was a war-torn area, but still the embassy was there. They were able to make accommodations for Americans in need. Isn't this the same kind of wartime effort?
That is a great question. So the State Department does step in and work to help Americans abroad in a number of cases. And at the beginning of the pandemic, the State Department did do evacuations out of China as the pandemic was spreading there acutely in early 2020. But in this case, the State Department has said, we are not going to get involved with vaccinating Americans abroad. That is a bridge too far. We do not provide private health care to Americans overseas. We're not going to change that policy. The State Department has vaccinated its workers, and then people who might not be Americans but working with Americans in embassies overseas got vaccinated too through the State Department. But the State Department did not want to go further. And I did talk to some public health experts who said, well, this might be an opportunity to revisit that rule, given that the pandemic is testing us in unprecedented ways.
Any response from the White House on the story that you brought us? Because it's, I mean, just to read some of the things these people went through, it's pretty heartbreaking.
It's upsetting, especially because here in America, as several of them pointed out, we've had doses expire, doses that could save lives or significantly protect people, including Americans overseas. The White House is in a bit of a box, Taylor. The idea that we are donating to the rest of the world, I think global advocates think that's tremendous, but the White House does not want to be in the position of saying we are giving doses to, say, Thailand, but Thailand, you have to make sure to vaccinate all the Americans in the country first. That introduces a geopolitical wrinkle that President Biden has really not wanted to touch.
Dan Diamond with us on Como News, reporter for The Washington Post. And you can always find Dan's coverage online at WashingtonPost.com. Dan, thank you. Como News time, 12:19. Two children died in a drag racing crash in Texas over the weekend. We get the latest on the investigation into these deaths from ABC's Elwin Lopez.
That spectator event turned into a tragic scene at an airport about 70 miles away from San Antonio. Now, police say a drag race driver lost control of his car, crashing into the crowd, killing two children and injuring eight other people. Some of them had to be airlifted to nearby hospitals. Now, this all unfolded in front of thousands of fans at what was dubbed Airport Race Wars 2. One witness telling the Associated Press that the course was only 1/8 of a mile. Water-filled barriers were along the sides, but the witness says they didn't extend past the finish line where the race ended. The two boys killed were just 6 and 8 years old, and a woman who raced to the scene to help tells us that the 34-year-old driver initially lost consciousness but is now recovering and expected to be okay.
ABC's Elwin Lopez. Como News time, 12:20. It's time for a Propel Insurance business update. The markets remain positive today. It's been a little jumpy, though, for some of our local stocks. Alaska Airlines has been floating up and down from their starting price all day long. Right now, somewhat of a positive day, just barely. The stock price for Amazon and Boeing both down by about 1/3 of 1%. And we're also seeing a loss in stock price for Expedia, Microsoft, and T-Mobile. A really positive day, though, for Zillow, up by 3.25%. Redfin up by about 2%. Strong day for local real estate stocks. The NASDAQ up by about 1%. The S&P 500 up 0.5%. The Dow is higher by 50 points, but that's only about 0.1%. Your money news at 20 and 50 past the hour, and traffic is next.
Stay connected. Stay informed with Como News on your smart speaker.
Como News 1000 FM 97.7.
I'm Amanda Factor. Here are the top stories.
Como keeps you connected to your world and the latest on the fight against coronavirus. On the radio, online, all the time. Como News.